Nerdy Legion. Once again, I'm Dustin. Thank you for listening to Comic Talk Today. These are your Comic Talk headlines for November 19th, 2019. And just a quick reminder, after the 26th, so we will have a full and proper show up until the 26th, but that will be the last full and proper show for the year. After that, we will just be doing the rumor mill once a week. So following the week of the 26th, so the week after Thanksgiving, we will be coming back, but it will just be one show and it will only be rumors in which we are discussing. So that is what you're looking forward to. And now let's get into the news. Let's talk about TV streaming news, shall we? The TV streaming and the movies sections both are going to be shorter this episode. It was kind of hard to pull out is what I did. So the little bit that we have is good. we're hitting that point now where everything's kind of in production, because right now is when all of the big movies will be launching. Then summer and TV is already, we're mid season on all that jazz. So a lot of stuff is going to be taking breaks on TV. So that's kind of the situation we're in. There's whatever stuff is in motion. There's not a whole lot of new to be announced. There are some things, and we're going to get into that. But right now, it's a shorter episode, and very likely the next two episodes before we go dim will also be shorter as well. Just saying. So let's jump into the TV streaming, like I said just a moment ago. The first thing on TV streaming, we're talking about American Horror Story. Not the current season, not the one that is... Yeah, 1984 was an interesting season. Definitely not my favorite, but not horrible. Anyway, what we are talking about is season 10. We do know season 10 is happening, and according to Ryan Murphy, who was talking to Deadline, it might be the last season. So in that fashion, along those lines, whatever idiom you want to put here, He's making it sound like he's going to be bringing back some of the bigger guest appearances in order to go out with a bang, which sounds kind of cool. I feel like 10 seasons with this series is enough. Next, we are talking about Loki. Now, there is a rumor surrounding this piece of news, but there is some verifiable news at the center of it. So we will get to the rumor in the rumor mill. But first, the verifiable piece of news is a casting announcement for Sophie DiMartino, who really doesn't have a whole lot in her resume at the moment, and especially very, very little when it comes to nerdy things. I think the closest thing she gets to as far as nerdy stuff is the Yesterday movie, which is Beatles music, and if you're a music nerd, then you know and or love, or at least have an appreciation for the Beatles. So she has just been cast in an as-yet undisclosed role. And therein lies the rumor. So stay tuned to the end of the episode, and we'll get into the rumor. So anyway, that's really all we have there. Next up is a follow-up to a piece that I didn't actually put in the last episode, even though I did know about it in the last episode. I just wasn't sure what was going to come of it. I wasn't sure if it was really super newsworthy, but now that, you know, there's been interesting motion, I'm covering it. So over on Disney Plus, which launched last week, it's been almost 2 weeks now. Wow. Time flies. Anyway, so over on Disney Plus, they have the streaming rights, not exclusively, because I believe Hulu still has streaming rights to it as well, but Disney Plus and Hulu are kind of hand in hand. Anyway, The Simpsons over on Disney Plus, they made a real bad foobar over there. Because The Simpsons primarily, like the vast majority of The Simpsons episodes, all the way up through season 20, their aspect ratio was 4:3. So in the world of TV, in the world of production, that aspect ratio is centered, is a box that is effectively cutting off the sides of the image. So what they did in order to make the aspect ratio from 4:3 to 16:9, which is the proper 1080p resolution aspect ratio, the thing that you watch a lot of movies in, although movies are now 2.3 to 1, it's really, really complicated. But really, most screens, pretty much any phone screen is around 16 to 9 ratio. Your TV now is a 16 to 9 ratio. It's the widescreen ratio. So what they did was, and because like I said, the Ford 3 is effectively cutting off the sides of that 16 to 9 ratio, what they did is they zoomed in so that the sides blew out, but then you're effectively cutting off the top of that 4:3 ratio. And also effectively losing some clarity because you're making a already less than clear image larger, so all of the blurriness becomes more blurry. Anyway, so there was no way to view it in its original aspect ratio, which a lot of the early Simpsons, a lot of the best Simpsons stuff is visual. A lot of the gags, you have to see the entire screen in order to understand. And for whatever reason, be it because it was converted via algorithm or because whoever converted it just batch converted everything and didn't pay attention, they didn't crop effectively, because you could move that crop around, so you could still make a lot of the jokes work if you were paying attention to what you're doing and not just trying to do everything all at once. That's not what they did. And it looks like crap. And so now that they have received such a backlash, they're pulling a full-on Sonic the Hedgehog, and they're bending to what the audience wants. Which, in this case, as well as in the Sonic case, is kind of awesome. So, come the new year, probably closer to February, though they weren't 100% on how long it was going to take, they will, not only will they fix this issue with The Simpsons specifically, but there will be a viewing option so that you can view shows in their original 4x3 format, or you can view them in the letterboxing format if you want to, again, crop in and kind of make things a little goofy. But that's your prerogative. If you want to take up your entire screen and you don't want those black bars on the sides, then you have that option now. So it's a good thing. This is definitely a good idea that Disney bent to the whims of their fans. But that's what we have for TV and streaming. Next, we are talking about movies, and movies is even shorter. First thing is really just a quick update. Joker is now the first R-rated comic book movie, actually potentially even the first R-rated movie. I'm pretty sure I saw a couple of sources say that specifically. It's the first R-rated movie to cross $1 billion. And this is super noteworthy, not just because this proves that Disney's idea for Marvel is wrong. I mean, Logan kind of already did that. But this is noteworthy because this is without releasing in Japan. Warner Brothers has not edited this video so that it is suitable for release in Japan, or China. I don't know why I said Japan. In China. So this $1 billion box office, it is international. It is without the second largest movie market. Well, the third largest, I guess, because India would be the second largest. So the third largest movie market on the planet. That's significant, because the Avengers broke $1 billion. Every movie that's broke $1 billion has been released in China, and that's why it can break that $1 billion. So this is huge. This is kind of amazing. This is also, Joker has now officially eclipsed the Dark Knight trilogy. Any of the movies that came out in the Dark Knight trilogy, more specifically The Dark Knight, so Joaquin Phoenix Joker is more profitable than Jared Leto's Joker, which is a thing that's so surreal to me. But yeah, that's pretty epic. And then our only other piece of news comes from the Black Adam camp. Again, Dwayne Johnson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, if you will, is the one that is breaking this news, which I think is kind of cool that he's taking such an active role in releasing information to the public. He took to his Twitter to announce their cinematographer, Lawrence Scherr, has just been brought on board. And if that name doesn't sound familiar, then it kind of should. If you were, you know, nerding out on the credits for The Joker, this is the same cinematographer from The Joker. So the amazing cinematography that we got in The Joker, all of the beautiful, beautiful camera movement and everything in that movie, we're going to now get that same cinematographer for Black Adam, which is very, very interesting because Black Adam is going to be such a different movie. I'm down. I think the art of cinema is so much fun to analyze and see, you know, question why directors and cinematographers do certain things. And because the Joker was so well done in that respect, as well as pretty much every other respect, it'll be really interesting to see how that mind translates into a more traditional superhero kind of comic book movie. Rumor mill is the last section, and there's not a whole lot. Again, kind of a light episode, but we do have a couple. So first things first, I'm not going to bury the lead too hard. The Loki rumor that we referenced in the TV streaming section is that Sophia, the casting announcement, right? Sophia is going to be playing a female Loki. We do know at least fairly well, strong sources say that the Loki series is going to be based on Loki kind of time traveling and popping in and out through points in history, which kind of breaks their time travel theory in the MCU, but that's not what we're here to talk about. As part of that, it seems that there's going to be some interdimensional travel as well, according to this rumor, and we're going to see a female version of Loki. Though, what's her name? DiMartino is said to be a co-lead alongside Tom Hiddleston, so I don't know how much of this I believe, unless somehow they work it into the plot that the female Loki and Tom Hiddleston Loki somehow team up and are going through this series. That, I don't know, that it seems really, really loose to me. Next, we are talking about Captain Marvel 2. And before I get too far into this, there were 4 dates announced at the Marvel camp for movies that will be releasing in Phase 5 or leading into Phase 5. Stuff that they have not officially announced yet. There are only dates. So we can't really speculate. I mean, I would have even gone over the dates specifically, but then it would have led to a lot of speculation. And I want there to be a little more solidness behind the rumor of, oh, Black Panther is going to be one of those 5. Very likely Black Panther is going to be one of those 5, but which one of those 5 and why and all of that, we need a little more solid. Anyway, back to this rumor, Captain Marvel 2. According to the rumor, we're going to be seeing in Captain Marvel 2, not only are we going to actually be seeing that Spider-Man subplot, which they was rumored to be one of the reasons why Sony backed out of the Disney deal, but they're back into the Disney deal now, so it was presumed that that was dropped, if that was even part of it at all. So, the Spider-Man rumor that we talked about before, just a real quick update, is the Captain Marvel, Brie Larson, is going to be using Spider-Man kind of as a crutch. They're going to write Spider-Man as the support for her in order to capitalize on his popularity, because Brie Larson's pretty divisive when it comes to this nerdy stuff, so it sounds like it's something that might actually be happening, but it also sounds like something stupid that they shouldn't be doing. Anyway, so that not only is still going to be happening because we got Spider-Man in the MCU again, but also it will be an adaptation of the Secret Invasion storyline, which is what a lot of people thought was going to be coming when we knew that the Skrulls were going to be in the first movie. But then they made the Skrulls sympathetic and, like, they're good guys, kind of, and then they're Nick Fury, and I don't know. I personally think that this will be an introduction to the Secret Invasion story, and that will be more likely to be at least a minor arc in Phase 4, 5, and 6, and then culminate with Phase 6. We'll see Secret Invasion and then whatever the actual big bad is come in at that point as well. But again, just rumors. We don't know. And we're moving on to our last rumor, which has to do with, of course, Star Wars. It's either Star Wars or Batman that we keep going back and forth with every freaking episode, right? So this rumor about Star Wars is Laura Dern is reportedly back on set for The Rise of Skywalker. No word as to whether or not this is true, A, or B, if she's coming back as Admiral Holdo. So then, therefore, it would be a flashback sequence of some sort, which kind of makes a whole lot of sense because we're going to be getting a lot of General Leia, right? So if we have a lot of General Leia, who we don't have the actual physical actress there for, then it would make sense that we have people who are around General Leia, i.e. Admiral Holdo. So I can see this one being true. But that is all we have for rumors. And aren't they just so juicy? And that does it for your Comic Talk headlines, nerds, for a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture. Then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy topics, plus we get into actually this week's episode of Your Week in Nerddom over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, is super, super music heavy. So if you are looking for some nerd music updates, not necessarily nerdy music, just I get nerdy about music, then join me again over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.